Section 1 of White Nights and Other Stories by Fyodor Dostoevsky. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. White Nights, a Sentimental Story from the Diary of a Dreamer by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Translated from the Russian by Constance Garnett. Recording by Jennifer Ann Chevelle. First Night. It was a wonderful night, such a night as is only possible when we are young, dear reader. The sky was so starry, so bright, that, looking at it, one could not help asking oneself whether ill-humored and capricious people could live under such a sky. That is a youthful question, too, dear reader, very youthful, but may the Lord put it more frequently into your heart. Speaking of capricious and ill-humored people, I cannot help recalling my moral condition all that day. From early morning I had been oppressed by a strange despondency. It suddenly seemed to me that I was lonely, that everyone was forsaking me and going away from me. Of course, anyone is entitled to ask who everyone was, for though I had been living almost 8 years in Petersburg, I had hardly an acquaintance. But what did I want with acquaintances? I was acquainted with all Petersburg as it was. That was why I felt as though they were all deserting me when all Petersburg packed up and went to its summer villa. I felt afraid of being left alone, and for 3 whole days I wandered about the town in profound dejection, not knowing what to do with myself. Whether I walked in the Nevsky, went to the gardens, or sauntered on the embankment, there was not one face of those I had been accustomed to meet at the same time and place all the year. They, of course, do not know me, but I know them. I know them intimately. I have almost made a study of their faces, and am delighted when they are gay, and downcast when they are under a cloud. I have almost struck up a friendship with one old man whom I meet every blessed day at the same hour in Fontanka. Such a grave, pensive countenance. He is always whispering to himself and brandishing his left arm, while in his right hand he holds a long, gnarled stick with a gold knob. He even notices me, and takes a warm interest in me. If I happen not to be at a certain time in the same spot in Fontanka.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?